Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 29 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, a Venerable Bede. How the priest Wighard was sent from Britain to Rome to be ordained archbishop, of his death there, and of the letters of the apostolic pope giving an account thereof. The year of our Lord, 667. At that time the most noble kings of the English, Oswy of the province of the Northumbrians, and Egbert of Kent, consulted together to determine what ought to be done about the state of the English Church. For Oswy, though educated by the Scots, had rightly perceived that the Roman was the Catholic and Apostolic Church. They selected, with the consent and by the choice of the Holy Church of the English nation, a priest named Wighard, one of the Bishop Deus Dedit's clergy, a good man, and fitted for the episcopate, and sent him to Rome to be ordained bishop, to the end that, having been raised to the rank of an archbishop, he might ordain Catholic prelates for the churches of the English nation throughout all Britain. But Wighard, arriving at Rome, was cut off by death before he could be consecrated bishop, and the following letter was sent back into Britain to King Oswy. To the most excellent Lord, our son, Oswy, king of the Saxons, Vitalian, bishop, servant of the servants of God, we have received to our comfort your excellency's letters, by reading whereof we are acquainted with your most pious devotion and fervent love for the blessed life, and know that by the protecting hand of God you have been converted to the true and apostolic faith, in hope that even as you reign in your own nation, so you would hereafter reign with Christ. Blessed be the nation, therefore, that has been found worthy to have as its king one so wise and a worshipper of God. For as much as he is not himself alone a worshipper of God, but also studies day and night the conversion of all his subjects to the Catholic and Apostolic faith, to the redemption of his own soul, who would not rejoice at hearing such glad tidings? Who would not exult and be joyful at these good works? For your nation has believed in Christ, the Almighty God, according to the words of the divine prophets, as it is written in Isaiah, "In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek." And again, "Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from afar." And a little after, "It is a light thing that you shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the outcast of Israel. I have given thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." And again, "Kings shall see, princes also shall arise and worship." And immediately after, "I have given thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, and possess the scattered heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves." And again, "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and have held thine hand, and have kept thee, and have given thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoner from the prison, and them that sit in darkness from the prison house. Behold, most excellent son, how it is plain as day that it was prophesied not only of you, but also of all the nations, that they should believe in Christ, the Creator of all things. Wherefore it behooves your highness, as being a member of Christ, in all things continually to follow the pious rule of the chief of the apostles, in celebrating Easter, and in all things delivered by the holy apostles Peter and Paul, whose doctrine daily enlightens the hearts of believers, even as the two lights of heaven illumine the world." And after some lines, therein he speaks of celebrating the true Easter uniformly throughout all the world. Finally he adds, "We have not been able now, on account of the length of the journey, to find a man apt to teach and qualified in all respects to be a bishop, according to the tenor of your letters. But assuredly, as soon as such a fit person should be found, we will send him well instructed into your country, that he may, by word of mouth and through the divine oracles, with the blessing of God, root out all the enemy's terrors throughout your island. We have received the presents sent by your highness to the blessed chief of the apostles, for an eternal memorial of him, and return you thanks, and always pray for your safety with the clergy of Christ. But he that brought these presents has been removed out of this world, and is buried at the threshold of the apostles, for whom we have been much grieved, because he died here. Nevertheless, we have caused the blessed gifts of the saints, that is, the relics of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of the holy martyrs, Laurentius, John, and Paul, and Gregory, and Pancratius, to be given to your servants, the bearers of these our letters, to be by them delivered to your excellency, and to your consort also, our spiritual daughter. We have, by the aforesaid bearers, sent a cross, with a gold key to it, made out of the most holy chains of the blessed apostles, Peter and Paul. For hearing of her pious zeal, all the apostolic see rejoices with us, even as her pious works smell sweet and blossom before God. We, therefore, desire that your highness should hasten according to our wish, to dedicate all your island to Christ our God. For assuredly you have for your protector the Redeemer of mankind, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will prosper you in all things, that you may gather together a new people of Christ, establishing there the Catholic and Apostolic faith. For it is written, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Truly your highness seeks, and shall obtain, and all your islands shall be made subject to you, even as we desire. Saluting your excellency with fatherly affection, we never cease to pray to the divine goodness, to vouchsafe, to assist you and yours in all good works, that you may reign with Christ in the world to come. May the heavenly grace preserve your excellency in safety. In the next book we shall have more suitable occasion to show who was selected and consecrated in Wighard's place. End of chapter 29 of book 3 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede.